What did we do in the last class?
Last class we did the whatchamacallit? We did Jeev and Ajeev.
Okay, Jeev and Ajeev. Excellent. Okay, Arosh, are you there? Hello, Arosh? Natasha? Yeah, Arush. Do you remember the name of 12 Tirthankars? How many Tirthankars? Okay. Please tell us the name of Tirthankars, how many you remember? Yeah, okay. You remember all of them? Oh. Okay, start saying. Excellent.
Rishabhnath, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Avinandanath, Samatinath, Padmaprabhu, Subhashnath, Padmaprabhu, Pushpadant, Chandraprabhu, Pushpadant, Sheetanath, Shayasnath, Vasapuja, Vimalnath, Vimalnath, Anantnath, Dharmanath, Dharmanath, Shantinath,
Very good.
Shantinath, Kuntanath, Arenath,
Yes.
Malinath, Subratnath, Naninath, Naninath, Vaishnath, and Nageswami.
Oh, excellent. Who made you learn these 24 names?
My mom made me write them all in a line, and she took my revision.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. Okay. So now all of us know the name of 24 Tirthankars, right? I'm assuming Arjun, Diya, Natasha, you all have revised this. Okay. Okay, fine. So, Diya, what is Jeev?
Living being.
Living being, okay. Natasha, what are the qualities of Jeev? We discussed about some of the qualities of Jeev in last session.
Jeev has Gyan. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Arjun's here, but I'm not sure if Anubhaji, he is here.
Hello. Oh, so sorry. Yeah. Okay, so Jeev has Gyan, Natasha. What else? Yeah. Okay, so Natasha's point is, yeah, our soul is Jeev and we are Jeev then, right? Yeah, okay. Okay. Arjun, do you have any other point to add?
Well, we have the knowledge attribute, and we know this by knowing the knowledge attribute.
Okay, fine. One more thing was there what we talked about. Arush, do you remember?
What do I remember?
In the last session, we talked about laptop or desktop or any other substance that is around us and we as a soul. What is the difference between us? What is the, one more difference was there. One thing is that they do not know, we know. Some other difference, do you remember? Any other? Okay. Arjun, Diya, Natasha, any one of you can think of
Arjun, this is Arjun, and Jeev has feeling.
any? Yes. So what do you mean by feelings?
What?
How do you define the feelings? I mean, what kind of feelings are we talking about?
Sees, it hears, it tastes, it feels pain.
Yeah, the pain and the bliss. See, we all want to be happy and we all are in pain, okay? So, I sometimes feel happy, I sometimes feel sad. So, this feeling is not found in any other substance like this table or chair or this furniture, right? So, the main difference again, soul has knowledge or gyan, as Natasha said. Soul has feelings to feel about what? Good and bad. Happiness and sadness or sorrows. Okay? So, these are the two basic attributes of soul. Okay? Are we clear on this? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, everybody please open that file of Jeev Ajeev, that study material. Okay? And slide number 2. Opened?
Yes!
Yes.
Okay, Natasha, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So the first slide says Jeev and Ajeev, that is the name of the topic. Second slide, okay? So who will read through the second slide? Arush, please read from the very starting, the soul and the matter.
The soul and the matter. The soul is the substance having knowledge attributes.
Okay, so the soul is a substance having knowledge attribute. Okay, so what is soul? A substance having knowledge attribute. Substance having gyan. So we all have gyan, we all are soul. So whichever substance you think has gyan, it is a soul. Okay? Diya, the matter. Start reading.
The matter substance has no knowledge attribute. The matter is an inanimate substance.
Yeah. Okay, so whilst soul has knowledge, on the other hand, the matter does not have knowledge attribute. So we all know Jeev has gyan, while the non-Jeev means Ajeev, they don't have any gyan. So the matter substance has no knowledge attribute, therefore the matter is an inanimate. It's not, you know, living actually. So the matter does not live. To live means to know and to feel good or bad, but matter does not know anything, therefore it is an inanimate substance or it is without knowledge. Are we clear on this? Okay, so Natasha, what is the last line of the slide? What do we conclude? Read it.
The matter substance is entirely different from the soul.
Okay, so firstly, what am I? See, they told us that the soul has knowledge. Now, do I have knowledge, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, we have knowledge, right? We all have gyan. We all know things. Okay, we know, therefore we are here listening to this class, right? If we couldn't know anything, so what was the purpose of taking a class when you don't understand it, okay? So, if we had no knowledge, there was nothing to be done by us because it doesn't make any sense to do anything without knowing what we are doing, right? So, firstly, I have knowledge, therefore what do I conclude? That I am a soul. Second thing, everything that is no knowledge, since it has no knowledge and I have knowledge, it's entirely different from me. Okay? So, the matter or Ajeev is entirely different from the soul that is me. Are we clear?
Yeah.
It's very simple, right? Yeah. So, I am the soul. The matter is a separate, distinct entity. I have knowledge, matter does not have knowledge, therefore we both are different. Okay, So now who am I? Now how do we define ourselves? Okay, it's very simple chapter. It's about very basic. So I guess it's very, you will find it very, 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 very easy. Okay, in the third slide, who am I? Okay, Arush, read it and read it slowly and loudly.
IMG. Okay. Knowledge attribute Jnanagan. I know by this knowledge attribute.
Okay. So question says, who am I? So firstly, in the first slide, in the second slide, what would we conclude it? That I have knowledge, so what am I? I am Jeev. Because Jeev is what? Soul is what? A substance with a knowledge attribute. Okay? So, I am Jeev. Then what do I have? Three questions. Who am I? What do I have? And what do I do? So, what? Who am I? I am Jeev. What do I have? I have Gyan Gun or knowledge attribute. See, okay, sugar, everybody of you know sugar?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, okay, okay. Dia, how do you define a sugar? What is sugar? If I am a stranger to a sugar thing, okay, so how will you tell me about sugar? Dia.
Sugar is a jeev?
No, no, it's okay, it's okay. The pepper and chilies are also a jeev, but you have to explain me sugar. What is sugar?
Sugar is a substance which tastes sweet.
Yeah, so sugar is what? Sweetness. So sugar has the attribute of sweetness, right? So like sugar is a substance, it has some attribute. It tastes sweet. Same way, I am a substance, so I must be having some attribute. So what, do I taste sweet? Do we taste sweet? Hello?
No.
So what do we have? So we have
knowledge attribute.
Yeah, so if sugar can taste sweet, I also can do something. Because I possess what? Knowledge attribute. So who am I? Jeev. What do I have? I have knowledge attribute or Gyan Gun. The attribute in Hindi language is known as Gun. So attribute means quality, and in Hindi we say Gun. So what do we have? Gyan. Gyan is the attribute or speciality or quality or Gun of Jeev Dravya. Okay? So I am Jeev substance or Jeev Dravya. I have knowledge attribute means I have Gyan Gun. And now, what do we do with this attribute we are having? See, sugar has the sweetness, attribute of being sweet, okay? So what does it do? It tastes sweet. Because of what? Because it has the attribute to taste sweet, okay? Same way, we have knowledge attribute. So what do? So we know, or I know by this knowledge attribute. I know by this knowledge attribute, I know with this knowledge attribute, and I know through this knowledge attribute. Okay, so we have this attribute, and
hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry. Yeah, sorry again. Okay. Okay, so now who will tell me without looking on the slide the answer to these three questions? Who am I? What do I have? And what do I do? We'll start with the Dia. Dia.
I am
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, so sorry.
Oh.
Okay. So now what we'll do, like we'll go clockwise, okay? We'll start with Arush, okay? Arush will ask a question to Natasha. Natasha will answer it, then Natasha will ask question to Arjun. Arjun will answer it, and Arjun will ask question to Diya. Then Diya will answer it, okay? You know the question, you know the answer. So you have to ask, like, Natasha, who are you? Then Natasha has to answer whatever she is. If she feels like being Matter or Ajeev, she can say that. Okay? But you have to, you know, you have to answer. Do you all get it?
Yes.
Okay. Arush, start.
Who are you? I am Jeev. Arjun, what do you have?
Arjun?
Yes. What was the question? Could you please repeat it?
What do you have?
I have Gyan.
Yeah, Arjun, now you have to ask question to Diya.
Okay, what do you do?
I know by this knowledge attribute.
Okay, so if I am to ask, okay, how will I answer question? I am G. I have knowledge attribute or Gyan, that is Gyan, and I know by this knowledge attribute. So these are the three questions which, you know, answers my, you know, my being, my existence, okay? Okay, so who are you? We are Jeev. So Jeev, Jeev, Jeev. What do you have? Gyan, Gyan, Gyan. And what do you do? We know, we know, we know. In the next slide, we have the next slide, let's revise. Okay? So see, you know, these three are the very, 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 you know, toughest concept of Jainism. I'll tell you, okay, what we're learning now, now, this simple thing, it's very, 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 you know, big topic of Jainism. We call it substance, attribute, and modifications. Okay? Dravya, Gun, Paryay. We are Jeev, so we, what substance are we? We are Jeev. We have attributes, what is our attribute? Gyan. And what are our modifications? So our modifications means our paryay, that is to know, to know, to know. Same way, a sugar is there, sugar is an attribute of sweetness. And what does it do? What its modification is? Its modification is to taste sweet, so it tastes sweet. Am I clear? So what did we learn just now? It's a very, very, very important concept of Jainism. And in the, you know, next level, we'll you know, now from now onwards, these simple things. Hello, am I audible? Hello? Arjun, Natasha, Diya?
Yeah,
I'm audible, right? So in the next, you know, higher classes, now, this is the very basic. First thing was in Jainism to know ourselves, right? So now, the Jainism is stating that you are Jeev. And it is not saying to us that you are Jeev. It is defining what is Jeev. And it is asking now, who are you? Do you have knowledge? If you have, you're called Jeev. Okay? So now, this is very important and very easiest topic of Jainism that we learned. Okay? So now, from the next class, if I ask who are you, what you have to answer? Jeev, what do you have? Gyan. And what do you do? That you know. So you will say, I know. Okay? Okay. Now, from what we learned, without going forward to the next slide, okay? From this, what you have learned about Jeev, what can you conclude about the matter, about the substance, in the same way? About body. Okay, tell me about body. What is your body? Hello, anybody?
Body is a Jeev.
Okay, Natasha says body is a chief. Anybody else, what does body not have or have?
Body does not have knowledge attribute.
Okay, so body does not have gyan. So the body is a jeev. Body does not have knowledge attribute or gyan. Anything else, Diya or Arush? Therefore, what do we conclude?
It knows nothing.
It knows nothing. So, oh, okay, we are all reading from the slide. Fine. Okay, the slide number, this slide number 5. What is body? Okay. So, Arush, read again, read loudly and read slowly. Yeah. Slide number 5. What is body? Yes.
What is body? Body is a jeev. It does not have knowledge, attribute, gyan, gun. It knows nothing.
Okay. Now tell me one thing. If right on your hand there is, you know, some cut, okay, and there is some bleeding happening out there, okay. Firstly, who are you? Hello.
I am Jeev.
We are Jeev, okay, but we are living with the substance called body. So, okay, so on this hand, if there is a cut and there is bleeding happening, okay, blood is flowing out, you know, red, you see red color. So, who is in actual pain? The body has the bleeding, the body has the cut. So, body feels very bad about it. Yes, hello. Who feels bad about it? The simple question is, if there is a cut in the body, body feels, you know, terrible. I mean, the body feels, you know, miserable. Anyone? Yes or no?
What was the question?
The question is, there is a cut in your hand, okay? There is a bleeding happening. Now, body feels bad about it. The body cries. Or not?
Body doesn't feel pain.
Okay, then who does feel?
Soul
feels pain. Okay. So if cut is happened right on your hand, the blood is flowing out, and who is feeling pain? I am feeling pain, right? If there is a cut on my hand, who is feeling pain? I am feeling pain.
Hello?
Anubhavji? Hello? So sorry, my... Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. My network is getting disconnected again and again. Am I audible? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Huh, fine. Okay. So, now there is a cut on my hand and I am feeling bad. Now, who will explain?
Hello? Hello?
No, this has been happening the entire time.
Hello? Yes, I'm Not, I think Anu Baji got disconnected again.
Okay.
Arjun, will you be able to call Anu Baji?
I'm right now using my mobile, but I will call him from Banaj.
Okay. Okay, I guess Anubhuji has some problem with his net, so he just chatted me. So just call him.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yeah, Anubhuji.
Okay. So sorry. Okay. So we were on this simple question that there is a cut on my hand, the blood is flowing out, and who is feeling the pain? I am feeling the pain. Okay. Now tell me one thing about this situation which is sort of foolish. Okay. What do you find something, you know, strange about what we have learned till now, this situation? Anything clicks on your mind, it's very, very, very awesome thing, okay? I am soul, I have knowledge attribute, body is matter, achieve, it does not have knowledge attribute, as Arush just, you know, told us by reading this. And body is nothing. So if there is a cut in the body, body does not feel the pain. But who feels the pain? The soul feels the pain. So now, anyone can tell me that what is the, you know, strange thing about it?
Yes, Arjun, can I answer the question?
Yeah, please, Arjun.
Okay, the weird thing is that the soul is alive, is Jeev, but the body, which is Ajeev, is bleeding. Soul is not bleeding, but body is bleeding.
Yeah, so what is weird about it?
The weird part is that even though the body is Ajeev, it's bleeding, it doesn't feel the pain.
Yeah, so it doesn't feel the pain. And one more thing, Arjun, you are very near to the point. The body being achieved, but the cut has happened to the body, the blood is coming out of the body, but it is not feeling the pain. What is weird about one more thing, this in on the same line, apply to the soul? Anyone can apply it on the soul, like Arjun said? Yeah. Anyone, Natasha?
Is it the fact that the
Arjun has told us the point?
The cut is made on the body, but the body doesn't feel the pain.
Cut is made on the body, but body doesn't make pain. How?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, Natasha, what is your point? I didn't get it.
I said that the body is the one, the cut is on the body, but the body doesn't feel the pain.
Yeah, fine. On the same lines, can you say it from the point of view of soul? And you'll get the weird thing about it. Anyone, please say it.
The soul feels mad because the body is bleeding, but the soul, it feels the pain.
So soul is what?
Soul is mad at body.
Yeah, mad. Actually, excellent. That is the point. So the point I was trying to figure out was, you said that body has cut, but it does not pain. On the other way, from point of view of soul, soul does not have cut, but it feels pain. Right?
Yeah.
So isn't it like, you have not failed, but you are crying that you have failed.
Yes.
Isn't it weird, like in a class, if your friend has got less marks? Yeah, what?
It's kind of a paradox. Paradox theory.
It's paradox theory, and it's kind of, you know, weird thing. Something that's happening to you, you are getting yourself worried about that. Right?
Yeah.
Here comes this thing, what we are learning now. Aspect of you, see, pain is always happening on the body, okay? If you get any disease, it's on the body. It's malfunctioning of the body only. But who gets troubled for that? One which is not body, the soul. So if there is a cut on my hand, the body is not even bothered about it. For the simple reason, it does not even know that it has a cut because it don't have knowledge. It doesn't have knowledge, right? But on the other part, though I have knowledge, I am misusing it. What I am doing, I am applying it on other things. Oh, this is body, this is mine. And it has cut means I have cut. Oh shit, I am on the pain. Right? So, like, don't we do this all the time? Anything that troubles body, troubles us or not? All of you agree?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
It's very, see, we are going very practically, right? First, we define what a soul is, something which has knowledge. We define what a matter is. We told something which does not have knowledge is a matter or a jeev. Now, I am jeev, then Shareer is a jeev. How do we know Shareer is a jeev? Because once the soul leaves the body does not do anything, okay? We have to, you know, leave the body. Body does not see if there is no soul in it. A dead body, that's why we call it dead, right? Because body is dead since very starting. The only living part in body is the soul, which is entirely different from the body, okay? So now we have, now, this thing we are in our mind, such I am soul, body is a matter. I am jeev, body is a jeev. Okay, now next thing. Now something is happening to body. Body does not know about it. Therefore, body is not worried about it. But something happening to body, I know about it and I am worried about it. So isn't it like I am mad that I am worried about something which is not, you know, doing anything to me? Am I not mad? Hello? Am I not mad if I'm worried about something which is not even happening to me?
Yes.
I am, yes. Right? So now the Jainism is about all this, you know. Now Jainism will tell us that, dude, please, you don't have to live on this madness. You have to leave this madness. Otherwise, every time when somebody hits on the body with you, you will cry. But it's not you who is being hit. It's body. So if you want to stop crying, you have to learn this, that you are very separate from the body and from every other substance. Isn't it very funny? Like, the pain is not happening to me, but I am feeling pain. Yes or no? Do we all agree to it?
Yeah.
Hello? Now you might ask that, okay, if I am not body, But whenever the cut is happening to me, don't I feel really pain? Does it not hurt me? Do we not feel hurt? Yes or no? Do we feel hurt or not? Hello.
We do
feel hurt. Okay, if I fell down on the road, I see that there are some blood coming from my knees. So I really feel like, oh, I fell down. Seriously, we do feel. So then, if I and body are different, why is it happening that whenever this body gets hit, everything very bad? Why is it happening? On the other part, if my friend fell down, I do not feel bad. He feels bad. But if I fell down, it is me who is feeling bad. Why is it happening then? So we ask Jainism, if you say that body and soul are different, if I am different from this thing, okay, then why is it happening? Anybody has any answer, you know, you can say anything if you feel. Yeah, what?
I think this is one of the unexplainable questions.
Ah, no, it's not unexplained yet. Okay, I have not explained it to you, but Jainism has explained it. Okay, anybody can think of any solution to this problem? See, this is very practical that body does not have knowledge. We concluded. But the very, you know, the camaraderie that we share with the body, that whenever something bad happens to it, we also feel bad. How do we define it that body is not me then? Because whatever is happening to body, I feel that. Why? Anybody has any questions? Okay. We'll get back to this question in the late, in the last, okay? First, we'll revise. Who am I? I am Jeev. What do I have? I have knowledge. And what do I do? I know. Okay? So, I'll ask you, who are you? What will you all say? Together, you all have to say G. And you all want to shout, you can shout it out. You know, you can say it aloud. Okay? Then I'll ask, what do you have? You'll say, Gyan, 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 or knowledge, 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 whichever suits you. Which is more comfortable to you, Gyan or knowledge? Hello.
What?
See, we are going to have some fun. Okay, we have to shout. Okay, so please answer my question. What is more comfortable for us, Gyan or knowledge? Which word?
Knowledge.
Knowledge is more comfortable. Okay. Arjun has knowledge. Anybody? Everybody knowledge?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, okay.
Yes,
so I'll ask, who are you? You will say together aloud three times, Jeev, Jeev, Jeev. I'll say, what do you have? You have to, you know, at the highest pitch of your voice, you have to say, knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. And what do you do? You always say, we know, we know, we know. Okay, fine? You have to say it very loud. Okay, three times and together. Okay, who are you? Okay, don't check it. You ask me question, I'll tell you how to do it. Okay, ask me question.
Who are you?
G.
What do you have?
Are you? Gyan, Gyan, Gyan. Oh,
what do you do?
I'm from India, so I'm from Gyan, yeah. Okay. I know. Okay, so this thing you have to say together. So the moment I stop, who are you? You have to say Jeev, Jeev. You don't have to wait like Arjun is not saying now, Natasha is not saying now. You just have to say it. Okay, everybody else will follow you. So just say it. Don't wait for others. Who are you?
Jeev, Jeev, Jeev.
No, that's what we're saying. We have to be together, everybody. Okay, again. Who are you?
Jeev.
Let me say it four times. Okay, Arush, excellent. See, when I, is it like my voice is reaching to Arjun faster than anybody of you else?
I have fast internet.
Okay, fine. See, you all have to say together, slowly. Jeev, jeev, jeev. Okay, Arjun, not jeev, jeev, jeev.
Okay.
Jeev, jeev, jeev. Okay? And you all have to follow, please. Okay, who are you?
Jeev.
Okay, what do you have?
Gyan, gyan, gyan.
Knowledge.
Dia. Okay. Some has gyan, some has knowledge. Dia, are you not there? Hello, Dia. I don't think. Dia, are you there?
I think Dia is there.
Okay. What do you do?
We know.
Okay, fine. I guess we are very... Yeah, okay. We're not good, you know, with this symphony. Like, we can work together. Okay. So, this internet thing is really, you know, not like a physical class. So, it's okay. So, what am I? I am Jeev. I have knowledge, and I know with this knowledge. Now, what is a matter? Matter is a Jeev. So... Now, we are not talking about all the matters because they do not matter to us, okay? So, I don't give it any of my attention that what this book is like. The only matter that bothers me is this body. So, because something happens to this and I get myself into trouble. So, now we know about this body. So, what is body? Body is a Jeev. Does body have knowledge? No, body does not have knowledge. Body knows anything? Come on, it does not have knowledge. How can it know? So it knows nothing. Okay? So what do I get from it? That body, every pain happens to body, but it knows, it does not know that pain. The pain does not happen to me, but I know that. What is happening with me? What is wrong with me? Why am I worried about this body? Okay? So are we clear? So who will tell me about 3 points about body? What is body? What does it have? And what does it do? In a negative sense. Okay. Arush, will you tell us? Yeah, what?
The body is a jeev.
Yeah.
It doesn't have gyan. And it...
Yeah.
No.
Body is a jeev. I have... Does not have it. I know body does not know. Arush, can you say this thing? It's very simple. Arush, are you there?
Yeah. Body is...
A jeev. First say, what are you? No. It's okay. You have to say first, I am jeev, then body is a jeev. I have knowledge, body does not have knowledge. I know, body does not know. You have to say like this. Say, Arush, you can say. Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, Arush, say.
I am Jeev. Body is a Jeev.
Very good.
I have gyan. Body doesn't have gyan.
Very good. Excellent.
I have knowledge.
We have knowledge attribute, excellent. Then what do we do? What do you do, Arush?
I know body doesn't.
Yeah, and body.
Know.
Excellent. Very good. So our chapter is like, this was so simple. It's like kind of over, okay? So we are clear on this. These two things, is all everything sorted between I and the body? Hello, Natasha. Okay, Natasha, you say all these things first. we'll all see if we all have get it, then we move further. Yeah. Say the same what Arush just said.
Okay. I am Jeev. Body is Ajeev.
Yes.
I have Gyan. Body doesn't have Gyan. I know, the body doesn't know.
Yeah, it's very simple, na? Like, reading it or saying it is, looks like very silly, I mean, what they're reading. But it's, believe me, it's the one of the toughest and one of the, you know, main reasons why we are in pain. Okay, so if we want to be happy, you know, we really need to learn this chapter. It's the fundamental, most important chapter of Jainism. So it's very important and very easy. Okay, very much logical. Okay, Arjun, say it again. Who are you and what is body? In the same tone, Natasha and Aru said.
Okay, I am Jeev, body is Ajeev. I have knowledge, body does not have knowledge. I know, but body does not know.
Okay, excellent. Diya, are you there?
Yes, I am Jeev, body is Ajeev. I have
and body
does not have knowledge attribute.
Very good.
I
very
know.
Good. And what do you do? And what both? Yeah, and body
does not know.
You know, but what do body do? Body does not know. Excellent. Okay, so it was very simple, right? See, what did we learn is the madness out of it. That, see, I am not body. The pain is happening to body. Why am I feeling bad? Okay? So, we all remember this point. I'll repeat now. It's my turn. I am G. Body is a G. I have knowledge attribute. Body does. Knowledge attribute, I know body does not know. Therefore, I conclude that body and I am different from each other. In the next slide, discriminative signs. Please, this is the last slide what we are doing today. And in the next class, we'll do this and we'll complete one story relating to this. Okay? So just, who will read this page? Arush has been lots of reading today. We are read this page, discriminative signs. The first four lines.
What should I say?
Slide 7, Diya.
I can do it. This is Arjun. I can do it.
I am sure.
Hello,
I
Diya.
I have knowledge attribute. I know through my knowledge attribute. Body is not.
Okay, fine, Diya. Diya, okay. So this much is what we know, right? Arjun, the next part, body.
Okay. Body is non-living. Body has no knowledge. Body cannot know anything. Therefore, no happiness in the body.
Oh, wow. You read it in a poem format?
I read it and I kind of lost it.
Okay. It was good. Fine. So this thing, so there is no happiness in body. How do we know? Because it cannot know anything. It's not me. So there is no point searching happiness in body for something which does not know what is happiness. So something which does not know what is happiness, how can it give us happiness? See, something, okay, a poor man can give you money. Hello, Natasha, can a poor man give you money?
No.
Natasha, why?
Hello, yeah? Because he's poor.
Why it cannot give you money? What? Because the very reason we're calling him poor is because he's out of money, right?
Yes.
The same way, can body give us happiness? Can body give us happiness?
No.
Why? something which does not know what happiness is, how can it give us happiness? Right? The body has knowledge? No.
Yeah.
The body has things? No. The body does not feel good, body does not feel bad. Body does not know anything. So can body give us happiness when it does not itself have the happiness? So body not having happiness, so it how can it deliver it to us? It's right. Something if you have, you can give it to me. If something you don't have, how can you give it to me? Right?
You can't.
So body is non. Yeah. Anybody has any question?
No. No.
Yeah. So body is non-living, body has no knowledge, and body cannot know anything. Therefore, there is no happiness in the body. So the concluding line, Arch will read the last line in right color, right alphabet. Arush?
I'll do it for Arush.
Yes?
Arush? Yeah, the last line of this slide. Read it. Arjun, wait. Arush?
Body is a dream. It does not have knowledge and good.
No, the slide number 7. Number 7. The last line of the slide number 7, which is written in red alphabet. The body and I am different from each other. Yeah, read it, Arush, aloud.
I am soul. I have knowledge attributes. I know through my knowledge attributes. Body is non-living. Body has no knowledge.
Yeah.
It cannot know anything. There is no happiness in the body. The body and I am different from each other.
The body and I am different from each other. Okay? Okay, so we stop here. Okay? At this stage, discriminative science. What is it? We learn it in the next class. And we'll do some discoveries. What do we get out of it? Okay? So, but what is deep? What are you? What do you have and what do you do? Think over it. That pain is actually happening to what? Body or you? Okay, and try to think about it over a week, and we shall discuss it on the next week. It's very important, okay?
Okay.
But, okay, my introduction, we did that poem thing. So just for 2 minutes, we'll do that poem thing. We tried, you know, singing in last class. Anyone remembers the rhyme of that
I do.
Poem?
Arjun does.
Oh, Arjun does, okay.
It was a very...
Yeah, it's ready.
It's a very catchy tune.
Oh, okay. Okay, Arjun, Natasha, sorry, Arush, Natasha, and DR. Do you remember? Okay, for the, I mean, I don't know it's a bad luck or what, but I have to sing it first, okay? So bear with me. Okay, I'll start, then we'll go line by line. Each one of you has to sing, okay? And this class will give a star to the best singer today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you all have to collect these stars. At the end of each chapter, we'll see the master of that chapter. So one who will be collecting most number of stars is the master of that chapter, okay? Okay, so I am singing it first. Then you have to sing in the best possible way you can. Your soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect is my own throne. Okay, my pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with what?
This is Arjun. I think we only learned the first two lines.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so I'll sing them again. Your soul is my name, knowing alone is my shame. Okay, We'll start with Arjun. Yeah, Arjun.
Okay. Careful is my name. Knowing alone is my fame.
Okay, excellent. Dia.
Your soul is my name. Knowing alone is my fame.
Excellent. Natasha.
Your soul is my name. Knowing alone is my fame.
Oh, excellent. Arush.
Your soul is my name. Knowing alone is my fame.
Excellent. Very good. You all are very good singers. Okay. The next two lines we learn today, and then we'll do it. We'll continue in the next. Okay. Next session. Okay. So now you have to rise up a bit. Okay. We were here like pure soul is my name, Nirmala Nishpatil. Now we have to rise. Okay. So I'll read it. I'll sing it again. Then practice it. Okay. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my sin. The salvation is my home, filled with perfectness my own throne. The salvation is my home, filled with perfectness my own throne. Yeah, who want to try first? Natasha, I guess you can. Natasha, from the starting, pure soul till own throne.
Okay. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss my own throne.
Oh, awesome, awesome, very good. Okay, who is next? Dia, you will try?
Is my name, knowing the Lord is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfectness my own throne.
Excellent, very good. Arjun, your turn.
Okay. Your soul is my name, knowing alone is my sin. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Very good. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. Very good, Arjun. Yeah, Arush.
It's my name, knowing alone is my sin. The salvation is my home, filled with the sickness, my own throne.
Okay, fine. Very good, Arush. Okay, what we have to do in the second line, that we have to rise a bit, okay? So the pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame, is are on a lower pitch. Then we have to go up. So the salvation is my home, filled with perfectness, my own throne. Okay? So try practicing this in the next class. Presently, we don't have a judge to give. So I guess Sachin uncle should tell us that who is the best singer amongst us. Sachin sir, please.
Anubhav ji, you are putting me in a spot of bother. You are putting me in a spot of bother.
What? please, choose the best singer amongst all us. I mean, I'm not in the competition.
I guess, you know, none of them got so perfect like how you sang. You know, Natasha came quite close. Arjun came quite, Arjun did very well with the first two lines. Diya did well with the first line. And I guess Arush also did the same. So it's difficult to pick up who exactly, you know, has sung it perfectly. I mean, nobody is as close as how you sang.
So what do you guys want to do? We'll give you start now or in the next session when you all get prepare yourselves with all the singing practice and then we'll decide?
Next class.
Yeah. Okay, so the star we'll choose in the next class and then this will go on until we, you know, complete this poem. Okay, it's very easy. It's about who am I and what do I do, where I live and what do I have to do. So my soul means pure soul, Shuddhatam is my name. And what do? I know. So knowing alone is my fame. The salvation means moksha. That moksha is the home where do I live because I want perfect bliss. And the perfect bliss is also only in salvation. So that is the only which place my home is. And therefore, perfect bliss, the salvation which is my home is filled with perfect bliss. And it's my kingdom. It's my own throne. Okay? Now what happens in salvation, we learn in the next class, okay? But in the last, okay, what do I do today? That I'll read these four lines for you. You try copying the tone of these two lines and then you revise it, you practice it in the next class. Sajinji will decide the star is to be given to whom, okay? Okay, so in the last, I am just saying it, you listen to it, and then we'll conclude with Namor and Tarnam and Shikarima part. Okay. Your soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect place, my own throne. Okay, we'll join our hands, close our eyes. Nakasha will say Chitari Mangal Path and Arush will say, Namokar Mantra. Arush will start.
Namo Arihantaram, Namo Sitaram, Namo Arviaram, Namo Ovachayanam, Namo Loesa Vesavunam. Eso Panch Namokaro, Save Pan Panashano. Mangalam Chetra Vesri, Puram Havai Mangalam. Chatari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Devali Parnato Dhammo Mangalam. Chatari Logutuma, Arihanta Logutuma, Siddha Logutuma, Sahu Logutuma, Kevali Panato Dhammo Logutuma. Chatari Sharanam Pavijami, Arihanta Sharanam Pavijami, Siddha Sharanam Pavijami, Sahu Sharanam Pavijami, Kevali Panatam Dhammam Sharanam Pavijami.
Okay, so in the next class, we all are going, before coming to the next session, we all have to think about Jeev and body. Okay, what am I? Just think about it, that you know. And body doesn't. And if you can give me examples in the next class relating to you practically, they are all welcome. And might you get some start for that too if you get some excellent examples. Okay? Just try to think about this because the chapter is very simple. And we have done 90% of the chapter. So just try thinking about it that why is it happening that I am Jeev and body is Jeev and I am bothering about body. Okay? And practice the singing thing. And thank you so much. Jai Jinendra to all.
Jai Jinendra, thank you to all.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.